And there's only really two, in Prince and Fila. Fila was making their own comeback, and still is. They only have a 2% share of that U.S. tennis footwear apparel market. And, you know, there's a lot of correlations between Fila and her. And 2 hours and 21-minute match, you see five Fila logos. And everyone's looking at it, and they're going back to this 70s retro look. Meanwhile, Prince dropped out when she had that charge 7 years ago, the marijuana possession. And now they're back with her, trying to do posters of her. And so it's really interesting, because I know for a long time her agents have been trying to get people to buy, you know, get into Jennifer Capriati again, and only wins will do it. And I actually think, despite the fact that she's won two Grand Slams, that she's going to need a couple more major wins, and not necessarily at Wimbledon, but U.S. Open, because women's tennis, I believe, is hotter than men's tennis right now. And there are three, you have Venus Williams, and you have the American women's tennis contingent, where you don't really have it in the men's going into the U.S. Open. That's where everyone's going to be paying attention to Jennifer Capriati.
Yeah, Serena, Venus, Lindsay Davenport, and now Jennifer Capriati. Over to golf real quick in the minute we have left. You have a correlation to Tiger Woods and how well he does in golf to the Dow, or just Tiger Woods in general to the Dow?
Tiger Woods in general. In the last 22 U.S. tournaments that Tiger Woods has played in, the Dow has gone up.
On Monday.
On Monday, one time it was a Tuesday because the Memorial last year. So it's the next trading day.
I got you. So the next trading day, Tiger doesn't have to win, because a reporter asked him about this yesterday in his news conference.
And he said win.
Yeah,
he got it wrong. And there was actually a wrong story about a month ago. It said, you know, winning, and had the number wrong. But it is if he's playing in a U.S. tournament. Now, what qualifies this whole thing is when he doesn't play a tournament at all. 10 out of 12 times this year, the Dow has gone down.
Now, this, we've heard this before with Super Bowl winners, at the NFC wins,
the old teams. Yes.
Right. This obviously is just a coincidence, right? There's nothing more it can be attributed to, or is there?
One guy, the chief quantitative strategist at Merrill Lynch. That's tremendous.
Let's get him on.
I really understand him.
Richard Bernstein. Yeah, he's big time.
Yeah.
He said that it's what we call a spurious correlation. You can make up any statistic. However, another guy told me, the senior U.S. economist for J.P. Morgan, told me that there could be an effect. The market is